Powerplay, der Eishockey-Podcast rund um die Blue Devils Weiden von Oberpfalz Medien.
Ja, servus liebe Eishockey-Freunde, herzlich willkommen zu Powerplay, dem Eishockey-Podcast rund um die Blue Devils Weiden hier von Oberpfalz Medien. Mein Name ist Thomas Wiebel. Und ja, heute ist ein bisschen eine Sonderfolge, denn mein geschätzter Kollege Fabian Lieb ist nicht dabei, der ist im Urlaub, vielleicht hat er auch bloß Schiss gehabt und war ein bisschen starstruck. Auf jeden Fall ist er heute nicht dabei, aber ich habe mir natürlich Unterstützung geholt und die Unterstützung ist meine geschätzte Kollegin Claudia Moser. Hallo Claudia.
Hallo.
Und bevor wir weitermachen, wechseln wir ins Englische. Ja, genau. Das ist nicht unsere Muttersprache, aber wir tun unser Bestes, uns durchzuimprovisieren, weil unser heutiger Gast englischsprachig ist und dann versuchen wir es zumindest mal. Wir hoffen, er wird uns verstehen. Okay, so let's switch to English and to say hello to our today's guest and it's nobody else than the top scorer of the Blue Devils Weiden. It's Tyler Ward. Hi Tyler.
Hi, happy to be here, guys. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, great to have you here. And yeah, and before we start, usually we talk about if you have a new host or a new co-host. We talk a little bit what's the connection to hockey he or in this case she has. So Claudia, could you introduce yourself to our listeners and of course to Tyler? Who are you? What's your connection to hockey and what are you doing at Oberpfalz Medien?
Yeah, of course. Well, my connection to hockey is I grew up in Dingolfing, that's in Lower Bavaria, and we have the Isar Reds. And my brother used to play for the Isar Reds when he was a kid, and so I watched a few of his games. And yeah, most of you probably know Markus Sturm. He was the head coach of the German ice hockey national team. And the ice rink or the ice stadium is called after him. So it's the Marco Sturm Eishalle. Yeah, that's my connection. I have a pretty traumatic story too, because when I was little, we watched an ice hockey game. And afterwards, our car got stuck in snow. And I was like about 5 years old. And I thought, that's it. We're never going to leave this place ever again. That's it for me now. And we're done. And a lot of people needed to help us and push the car out of the snow. And that was, well, something I still kind of reconnect with ice hockey.
So Tyler has no other job than to convince you that ice hockey is a very positive sport and it's about fun.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Okay, though, then I think we know something about you. Yeah. And so let's talk about Tyler. Tyler, I got some information about you, of course, from HockeyDB and those sites. Just correct me if something's wrong. You were born 1999 in Kamloops, Canada.
Yep.
What's your city of birth like?
It's about 80,000 people. Next closest city, maybe an hour away. So it's not the most central, but it's also... you know, it's very outdoorsy. Hockey's always big there. We got a junior team there. They hosted the Memorial Cup last year, which is the Canadian Hockey League championship. So it's a very hockey-oriented town and honestly just a great place for me to grow up and get into the game.
That's very cool. How did you get into hockey?
My dad played hockey. When he was younger, played a little bit of junior. And then when I was born, he kind of just put me on skates pretty early, I think, two or three. And I just kind of fell in love with the game and stuck with it until now. Very happy he did because best job in the world. So
you played for the juniors, you played for the Kamloops Blazers, then for the Merritt Sentinels. I hope it's pronounced correct.
Yeah, the Centennials.
So this was a junior hockey league?
Yeah, so Merritt Centennials, when I was 16, so my first year of junior, is the BCHL. It's kind of second tier, I guess, junior hockey in Canada, but it's the route to go if you want to go to the NCAA, because once you play major junior in Canada, you can't play NCAA, which is where I ended up going, so...
And then you, in 2017, you moved to the States, to Nebraska. I took a look at it on Google Maps.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's more than 1,500 miles away from Kamloops. So quite a big step for then still a young hockey player. And you played for the Tri-City Storm.
Yeah, correct.
How was this different than before? Was the game any different or it's just the same hockey?
Yeah, I think it was a little bit of an adjustment for me. The game was definitely faster than the BCHL. It's a top-end hockey league in North America, pretty much the direct feeder league to NCAA. So a lot of good players there. There's Team USA that plays in that league as well. So you play against some pretty good players on that team and just around the league in general. It's a good high competition league. So,
okay. And then in 2018 till 2022, you played for the University of Denver and for the University of New Hampshire. So the NCAA, like you said. And this is, am I correct if I say this is the step towards being a really professional player?
For sure. We get treated like pros in college. It's kind of the grooming for the next step for a lot of players. I think for me, it was a big adjustment, but also just helping me grow up a little bit too. You know, you're living by yourself. You're not with a family anymore. So you're by yourself making your own food. Going to class.
This is the most biggest step.
Yeah. Going to class and just kind of managing life, I guess, in general, as long with playing hockey. So,
okay. And then one year ago, you moved to Germany and you played one season for the Tölzer Löwen. And I think it was one hell of a season. You were honored as player of the year in the whole league, in the Oberliga Süd. And what was it like for you to move to Germany from a cultural perspective, but as well as from the hockey perspective?
Yeah, from a cultural perspective, you know, I actually love it over here. I think I adjusted well. Obviously, the language barrier for me was a little bit tougher at the beginning. Now I think I'm kind of used to it. I maybe speak a little more English than I need to. Maybe should try a little more German, but
so we could just continue in German.
Well, let's not go that far, but yeah. And then from a hockey perspective, you know, it was different, bigger ice sheet. The games played a little different, but I felt like my game translates well over here. I think I'm a faster player, probably one of my biggest strengths. So it helped me just being able to use my speed and on the bigger ice sheet, be able to separate from guys. So,
okay. And then this year you moved to Biden. You are playing for the Blue Devils now, of course. And as I mentioned, you're at the moment the top scorer of the team. And I think it's fair to say the team is really on a great run. It's really has a great streak. Let's have a look on the games since our last podcast. So on December 1st, I think this was the tightest game in this period. It was a 6-5 win over your old teammates from the Tölzer Löwen. Just to summarize it quick, first period, Tölz scored once. Second period, Tölz scored again for a 2-0 lead. David Elsner shortened the score to 1-2. So, and then the third period, and what a game it was in this third period. Yourself, Rybnitsky and Szymanski scored, giving you a 4-2 lead. Then Tölz fought back, scoring twice. So it was a tight game, 4-4 after 53 minutes played. Then Elsner scored again, giving you a 5-4 lead. Tölz scored again and tied again, and it was really a tight game. But then Szymanski got the last word, scoring the game-winning goal. But in reality, he kind of tipped the puck in you had shot. So did you think, Neil, this was my goal?
Honestly, at that point there, I don't think it really mattered. happy to get out of there with the 3 points, obviously. Probably not a clean game from our side. Some things we could clean up there, but it was, I think it was a good win for us in battling adversity a few times throughout the game. So
Did you expected it to be this tight? It was quite, they were quite motivated and just fighting for the points.
Yeah, you know, I think every team, when they play us right now, they want to give us their best.
That's good.
And I think that it's a tough place to play. I remember last year when we played Vyden there, they were close games. Earlier this year, it was a close game. So I think they did a good job and kind of played their game, their style of game to try and get us off our game and get the win. But I think as a group, we did a good job on managing that and then just finding a way at the end of the day. So
what's it like for you to play in a city where you played for one season against your former teammates? Is this kind of a special feeling, or is this just a job to be done?
Yeah, I think for myself, it's more of a job to be done. But obviously, it's a little bit more special, I guess, in the fact that you're playing your old team, the fans, kind of everything like that. It's nice being there and seeing some old friends and stuff as well. So you want to put on a little bit more of a show for them, maybe. But the most important thing is getting 3 points. So,
do you think that it helped you to know how they would play, or did you know how, like, what's their strength and where they're kind of weak?
Yeah, you know, you kind of know tendencies, I guess, from players playing with them. But then again, there's quite a bit of turnover on that team from last year. They have a new coach now as well. So it was a bit of a, you know, I didn't really know what to expect, I guess, there as much as the first game even. So,
okay. Then December 3rd, it was a 7-1 win over SC Rissasi, so a clear victory. Long story short, Rissasi scored once, Elsner, Ebert, Rubisch twice, and Voigt twice, and Hechtl scored for the Blue Devils. So a very clear victory. Then December the 8th is a 6-2 win over the Passau Blackhawks. It was a tight game in the first period. Rubisch gave you a 1-0 lead. The Blackhawks fought back. They scored twice. Eberhard tied the score, and then Voigt shoots the third goal for the Devils in the first period. So for the first break, there was a 3-2 lead. And then things went your well. Nader Nachtsam scored twice, and then Bruch scored the last game for a 6-2 win. And then the last game to talk about was the 6-3 win over EC Peiting. At December the 10th, in the first period, Elsner, Voigt, and Voigt gave you a 3-1 lead. Samansky, and again, Elsner scored 45-2. Then Peiting scored twice, but I don't think anybody suspected that it really could get tied again, because in my personal opinion, you were that kind of better. And then Elsner with his third goal this evening with a 6-3 win. So at the end of the day, it was a clear victory. And yeah, talking about statistics, you now got 22 wins out of 23 games with the Blue Devils Vyden. Of course, you are leading the league in an impressive manner. And you yourself, you are the best scorer in the team with, read it correctly, 13 goals and 24 assists, which I think are quite impressive numbers. Are you kind of proud about these numbers? Do you think about those numbers, or don't you mind at the end?
It's obviously nice having those numbers, but at the end of the day, the one that counts is the 22 wins, I think you said, right? So if I can contribute and help win games offensively, defensively, I think that's the most important thing. I think this year, we have a goal in mind, and so it's just about achieving that at the end of the year. So,
okay, but you're hinting at this now, but I just remember last year, at least at the beginning of the season, everybody was kind of, you know, beating around the bush about the goal, and everybody knew, hey, you want to go up a league, yeah, you want to promote the team to the next league. But at the end, at the beginning of the season, everybody was kind of shy. And then during the season, I think Jürgen Rumrich was the first to say, yeah, of course, we want to get promoted, want to get one league up. is this really the goal all of you players now have in mind? Hey, we want to do this, guys.
I think so. I think as a locker room, we're very committed to winning games, and at the end of the year, it's all about winning that last one, right? So I think that's the goal. For me personally, it's, you know, it's one of those things where you always want to be on a winning team and be competing for something special. So for us, I think if we could find a way to win it at the end of the year and move up and promote this team, I think would be special for everyone in the locker room, and that is the goal. Yeah.
How would you describe your role in the team as a player? What's your main jobs on the ice?
Obviously, as an import, I think they expect you to score. But for me, I want to be a guy who can be trusted and, like I said before, help win games. I know when I'm playing my best, goals will come, assists will come. If I'm just playing hard and using my strengths and what I can do to help the team win, it'll come. And for me, it's just about putting my best foot forward, I guess, every game, trying to play fast, using a little bit of physicality if I need to, kind of whatever the game calls for, I guess.
Okay, and I think what stands out when you have a look at your statistics in this 23 years, you got 6 minutes of penalty, so which is really, really, really not much.
Okay. Yeah, it kind of reminds me of this cliche that you know about Canadians. Are you just too nice on the ice?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I should have a few more in there. Maybe I get lucky. I'm not sure, but I try, and if I'm going to take a penalty, I don't want it to be a tripping or a slashing. It's got to be something where it's playing hard, trying to play aggressive. So,
but how do you manage to keep yourself out of trouble when things get heated? Because as we all know, you got some teammates who are no experts in keeping themselves out of trouble.
They're probably not Canadian.
No, they're from Lower Bavaria, to be honest.
Yeah. Thought so.
I'm talking about Beppe Eberhardt, for example.
No, I don't know. I think I'm a pretty easygoing guy, though, especially out there. There's times where maybe I'll lose my cool a little bit, but for the most part, I try and keep it in check. So I think I just do what I can do to maintain my own mindset and try and stay out of the box. No one wants to be on the penalty kill, so...
Yeah, just remember Neil Szymanski when he was on our podcast as a guest, he complained a little bit that he gets so many penalties because he's such a big guy. You know, he's huge.
Maybe that's why I don't get penalties.
Didn't say this, but of course, when I have a look at you on the ice, it seems like a fast player, a player with great technical skills. Yeah, perhaps you just don't need to get rough a lot of the time.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say I hit a whole lot, but if physicality comes to me and guys are trying to hit me, I'm not scared to do it, right?
So you know how to defend yourself.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, lesson learned. He's a nice guy from Canadian, so at least this is, I think, correct.
Yeah.
We can say this.
I think cliche is proved again.
Hope so.
Okay, so perhaps we talk a little bit about what you're doing in Weiden, about the private Tyler Ward.
Yeah. What was the first thing that you've noticed when you came to Weiden? What stuck out to you?
What stuck out to me about Weiden? I'm not too sure if anything stuck out to me, I guess.
It's a good thing, I guess.
Yeah.
It would be bad if it was like the main station or some other houses.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I don't know. I guess I didn't really look around too much when I first got here. But I like Weiden. I think it's a good spot for me. Smaller town, obviously, but it's nice. It has everything I need. Keeps me out of trouble, hopefully. And
Just the trouble on the ice, nothing else.
Yeah.
What was your first year in Weiden like? What is something that you really like to do here?
Early on in the year, I was golfing quite a bit with Dave.
Oh, nice.
Kurt. So that was nice. Nice to get out of the house pretty much every day, I guess, during the week. Go play golf after practice.
So you're one of the golfers in the team.
I'm a golfer. I don't know if you could say that watching me, but I like to golf. Yeah. So
Yeah, you know, one of my favorite movies when growing up, was Happy Gilmore. I think you've seen it with Adam Sandler. Yeah,
that's a little
hockey
bit
player
of me out
playing
there.
Golf. That's you out there. Okay, so Claudia, I think you're too young to have watched this.
Probably. Yeah.
Have a look at it if you want to have just a good night and fun.
Okay, perfect. Is there anything else you like to do in Weiden besides playing golf that you probably don't play in Weiden? Like, in Weiden?
Yeah, no.
What do you do? Like, do you go to a cafe or, I don't know, do you go clubbing? I mean, you're just a bit younger than me. You're 20?
24.
Yeah, that's an age you go clubbing.
Yeah, no, not so much. Okay. With our schedule, obviously, right? But other than that, coffee, yeah. Go to the Beanery here and there. I went to room number two. I've never been there before, but that's a pretty nice little spot too. So probably start going there a little bit more now. And right now the Christmas market's nice. That's one of my favorite things about Germany probably is having the Christmas markets around and just something to do kind of every day if I'm just sitting around doing nothing. So
yeah. What's the biggest difference between living in Canada and living in Germany?
For me, I find the groceries.
Okay.
Sunday, everything's closed. In Canada, everything, that's your day to go plan for the week. You get everything done you need to do. So Monday, you're just working or doing whatever you're doing, right? So for me, I've got caught a few times this year not having food on a Sunday or something, forgetting about the...
But there's still delivery.
But that, and then I think just the overall lifestyle, I guess, more so. A lot more biking around, a lot more people just sitting outside having a coffee if it's a nice day. Obviously, you have that in Canada, but maybe not as common as it is in Germany here. So,
the guys from the States always tell us in this podcast that back in the States, they used to, go every little distance by car.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Of course, here, also they would walk or they would take a bike or whatever. Mm-hmm. I suppose it's the same in Canada because Canada is just such a huge country. And if you're just going to the next city, of course, I think you're on the road for 2 hours or something.
Yeah, for sure. Like for me, from my house in Canada to the hockey rink we skate at in the summers, it's about 30 minutes.
Okay.
So, and that's in the town. Just
in the same town.
Yeah. Oh. So Kamloops itself, when my parents or when family ask me, friends ask me how many people are in Weiden or whatever, I tell them a number, but I say, well, there's a town right there that probably has a couple thousand people too, whereas in my hometown, that's just another community still in Kamloops. So definitely a little different in that side of things as well.
Did your parents or other relatives or friends or whatever visit you here in Germany?
Yeah, my mom's been here both years now. My auntie came with her this year. My mom loves it over here. She loves traveling. Mm-hmm. My dad, I think he would like to, but I don't know if he's the travel type. It's quite a long flight. And
seems to be a dad thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then my brother's back home as well. He plays hockey as well. So okay. Someone's got to drive him to the rink and stuff, right? So.
Yeah. Talking about Christmas markets, talking about Christmas time, how is it for you to celebrate Christmas kind of, alone maybe here in Weiden, in Germany? Do you miss being at home?
For sure. It's obviously a time of family and friends and seeing everyone. But for me now, I think I'm kind of used to it a little bit more. I've been away for 4 or 5 years now for Christmas. And honestly, last year was nice. We had 3 North American guys, so we kind of all did our own thing. This year, Kurt's talked to me a little bit about it as well, so I'm sure I won't be alone, but obviously it kind of feels that way without family or friends around you. But honestly, it's still a blessing being here and hanging out with the guys every day and stuff. So
yeah, and of course, you got a tight schedule over the holidays. Playing a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes it easier too, I guess. You're playing every second day, so your mind's kind of focused on on hockey, not so much the missing of the, you know, family or and people like that. So
is there a tradition that you have around Christmas? Is there something you do every year or any Canadian traditions?
I don't really have any, no. When I'm home, I love going, we have snowmobiles and some ice fishing stuff. Nice. So we do a lot of that stuff. I would say that's my tradition back home. Trying to do it that as much as I can, but.
So another cliche, Canadians are very outdoors.
Yeah. But other than that, just family dinners and stuff back home. But here I'm maybe not in the full Christmas spirit, I guess. Yeah. But yeah, I don't think I have any.
Okay, from all the cities that you've played in and lived in, which one is your favorite and why?
Of all of them.
All of them.
I want to say Vyden.
Right, that yeah, would be the right
answer. I do like Vyden.
But it's totally okay to say I was 2 years there and 2 years there, so pretty much longer than you have been in Vyden, so just be open.
I mean, Butters is in near the...
Alps.
Border, near the border, so there are mountains. It's like a scenery that you always have in those cliche movies and stuff. That's probably.
But I don't know anything about the city in Nebraska. In Nebraska, where you
Nebraska, you don't need to go there. That was. but of all of them, probably Denver.
Denver.
Yeah, Denver, super nice city, clean. You had the mountains there as well. Sports city, so it was always fun going to Broncos games, Colorado Rockies games, baseball. That was probably my favorite. And honestly, New Hampshire as well was pretty nice. It was called Durham, New Hampshire, the town. But it's like a 45-minute drive to Boston, which was a pretty cool city to...
Yeah.
To be a part of as well.
And
so,
a big hockey town.
Yeah, a really big hockey town. So
you attended some games from the Bruins?
I only went to one, actually.
Okay.
But there's a lot of colleges and stuff around there who we play. So they always had good fans. And it was just a cool place to see, cool place to be. And it was, like you said, very big sports town, hockey town especially. So...
Is there a city that you want to visit in Europe, maybe?
I want to go to Italy.
Oh, yeah.
I think Rome or something like that.
I can recommend it.
Yeah, I want to do that. Other than that, maybe I'm a little like my dad. I don't travel too much. But I want to see Italy, though, for sure.
And the food in Italy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So much, like, 10 times better than it's already here. I mean, we do have... authentic Italian kitchen here, but Italy, something else.
Pizza in Rome.
Yes. Oh my God. Oh God.
We are getting carried away.
And did you know that you share your name with a pretty famous YouTuber / singer-songwriter? Have you heard of him?
Yeah.
You did?
My mom, she loves country music, and I think he's a bit of a country guy, so she always...
He's
she
covering always, a lot.
Yeah.
So he was quite famous in the 2010s, like around that time. And the first time that I heard Tyler Ward, I was like, wait, I know that name, but where do I know it from?
This famous singer.
Yeah, he's coming to visit us now. But have you ever listened to one of his songs?
I haven't, actually, no.
I think we have to do that afterwards. I'm going to play you some songs.
I don't know anything about him either.
Yeah, but ask a few of our girls here working. We all know Tyler Ward.
Okay, perhaps I'm not the target group. That's maybe the case. Okay, so I think we're good, but of course we now have our more or less favorite segment of the fan questions. As always, Chris Kaminski from the Blue Devils asked the Blue Devils fans via Instagram what they would ask Tyler Ward if he's guest in the podcast. I think we'll just start with the first question, and this is, what's your favorite German food?
Favorite German food? I like Schweinebraten. Yeah, that's got to be my number one, I think. So, or Schnitzel. Schnitzel is good too, but I think Schweinebraten for me is number one.
Einfach alle? Do we read all of them?
Just choose some.
Okay. in Bad Tölz, you had a sidekick, Ludwig Nierschel. Do you remember?
Yeah, I remember that guy.
Do you have like a sidekick on your team right now? Is there anyone?
A sidekick, maybe not, but I think this team here, we're all pretty close in how we kind of hang out, I guess. If I was going to pick someone, I'd probably say Kurt, North American guy. We speak a little more English probably. So it's nice, but honestly, I think everyone here has been good. And I wouldn't say I have a sidekick per se, so.
Okay. How old were you when you first started playing hockey?
I started skating when I think I was three. I'd have to double check, but I want to say three. And then I think I started playing kind of organized hockey or skills development stuff when I was about five.
Okay, then we got a pretty concrete question. What type of stick do you play?
I use a Bauer Nexus stick.
And you use this always? You know, I don't know where this question was headed to, but just probably does, to complete it.
Yeah, I've used the same stick now for about 5 years, so I like it and it seems to be working for me, so.
Okay. What German words do you know already?
Not a whole lot. Servus, Dankeschön, bitte, and wie geht's dir, maybe. Other than that, I'm...
Very nice.
Yeah. There's some hockey terms I probably know now.
Oh, of course.
Just listening to it every day, but it's still not my strong suit.
Okay, then perhaps connected to this question, another language question. Do you know any words in Bayerisch or Oberpfälzisch, you know, in dialect, Bavarian dialect?
No, I don't know.
Servus is
maybe I do. I don't know.
Okay,
Servus. I've been in Bavaria for 2 years, so maybe that's all I know is
probably.
So I suppose if it goes to, I don't know, Hamburg or Berlin, they say, oh, he's from Bavaria.
Yeah, right, because they say, like, other words for their greetings, they say moin or something like that, and Servus is very Bavarian.
Yeah.
What's your handicap at golfing?
I'm probably about a 12 or 13 by the end of last year, so nothing special.
Okay, and this is good or not so good. You can tell me anything. I don't know shit about golfing.
Yeah, me neither.
No. For example, Kurt's probably about a 5 handicap, 4 handicap. So
okay, but the lower the better?
Lower the better.
Okay.
Yeah, but Kurt's a...
He's a golfer.
And he's older.
Okay, yeah, experienced.
Got more time to practice. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he practices a lot, I think, so...
And then perhaps one question. I really like this question. Who was your favorite player when growing up, a player you were looking up to?
For me, growing up, it was always Sidney Crosby. He kind of came into the league when I first started watching hockey, I guess, and picking favorite players. And even through this day, you know, he's a guy who's never, or he's a good role model, I guess, in Canada. Kind of keeps out of the limelight and just does his job and does a lot for Canada itself. So,
okay, that's great to hear. I think he's one of the candidates for the greatest hockey player ever, perhaps after Wayne Gretzky and perhaps after Wayne Gretzky. I don't know. But I think Sidney Crosby, very, very, very good choice. Perhaps one last question. What do you miss about your home in Canada?
Probably just my family, the most. You know, it's always fun in the summers going home, seeing everyone again, and just kind of hanging out. So I probably miss them the most. And lifestyle wise, everything else I can do without. But here, family.
Okay.
Very nice.
Anything else from you, Claudia?
Maybe what are your plans for the future? Is there anything you want to accomplish? Anytime?
Plans for the future. Well, in near the end of April, into May, it'd be nice to win a championship here.
Yeah, that would be
that's a great plan.
And then other than that, though, year by year.
Perfect.
See what happens.
Okay, great. So, Tala, thank you very much for your time. Thank you for being here.
Yeah, it was a pleasure.
Great to have you on the podcast and to have a little chat with you. an alle Leute da draußen. Ich hoffe, es war auch auf Englisch auszuhalten. Und ja, ihr habt es einigermaßen verstanden, worauf wir raus wollten. Und habt Tyler ein bisschen besser kennengelernt. So, I don't know if we have another podcast coming out before Christmas. So, if not, I think we're saying Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, guys. Happy New Year.
From our whole podcast team. And to you, of course, best of luck for the next games.
Awesome. Thank you.
First of all, stay healthy.
Yeah, I think
the most important thing. And yeah, thank you and bye.
Ciao. Thanks for having me.
Powerplay, der Eishockey-Podcast rund um die Blue Devils Weiden von Oberpfalz Medien.